younger brother of Putana and Bakasura
appeared there, desiring to kill Krishna and his companions. The demon who had been sent by Kamsa, Gord, don't talk during Kamsa, assumed the form of a python, expanding him to himself to a length of 8 miles and the height of a mountain, his mouth seeming to extend from the surface of the earth to the heavenly planets. Having assumed this feature, Agasura lay on the road. Krishna's friends, the cowherd boys, thought that the demon's form was one of the beautiful spots of Vrindavan. They wanted to enter within the mouth of this gigantic python. The gigantic figure of the python became a subject for their sporting pleasure, and they began to laugh, confident that even if this figure were dangerous, Krishna was there to protect them. In this way, they proceeded toward the mouth of the gigantic figure. Krishna knew everything about Bakasura, and therefore he wanted to forbid his friends to enter the demon's mouth. But in the meantime, all the cowherd boys, along with their groups of calves, entered the mouth of that gigantic figure. Krishna was waiting outside, and Agasura was waiting for Krishna, thinking that as soon as Krishna entered, he would close his mouth so that everyone would die. While waiting for Krishna, he refrained from swallowing the boys. In the meantime, Krishna was thinking of how to save the boys and kill Agasura. Thus he entered the mouth of the gigantic Asura. And when he was in the demon's mouth along with his friends, he expanded his body to such an extent that the Asura suffocated and died. After this, Krishna, by casting his nectarian glance upon his friends, brought them back to life. And with pleasure, they all came out unhurt. Thus, Krishna encouraged all the demigods, and they expressed their pleasure and happiness. For a crooked, sinful person, there is no scope for Sayujya Mukti, for becoming one with the effulgence of Krishna. But because the Supreme Personality of Godhead entered the body of Agasura, by his touch, this demon got the opportunity to merge into the existence of Brahman, of the Brahman effulgence, and thus attain Sayujya Mukti. When this pastime was performed, Krishna was only 5 years old. 1 year later, when he was 6 years old, and he stepped into the Pagunda age, this pastime was disclosed to the inhabitants of Raja. Parikshit Maharaj inquired, "Why is it that this pastime was disclosed only after 1 year? And yet the inhabitants of Raja thought that it had been informed that very day." With this question, the 12th chapter ends. So this is reaching the culmination of Krishna's Kaumara Lila, the activities he performed in his earliest age. These activities are especially attractive, and particularly to certain devotees for whom that's the form that they always want to see Krishna in. In his youngest age, there Krishna seems to be helpless. His parents are, when a child is that young, Kumara means can easily die. I don't know the meaning of ku in that case. Ku has a couple of meanings. So it doesn't mean die bad. It means you could die easily. Childhood mortality rates are high. Especially a new infant can die for no reason or very easily. So of course there's no question of Krishna being in danger at any age. cannot be destroyed by anybody or anything. But his parents are with the attitude that they have to protect him. This is a kind of pleasure. In the material world, it's a perverted pleasure. We get a little bundle of flesh, and we consider it our newborn child, and we're so attached, and we're so caught up in protecting and maintaining it. That's our perverted version of it. But in the original form, this is one of the highest ecstasies, to be able to serve Krishna in a position in which he's dependent on you. That's what the parents are feeling. But he has his friends, his vayasyas, his equal friends, equal age friends. They have a different relationship with him. They see him as an equal. He's just one of us, another one of the boys. Maybe the best of the boys, but he's just one of us. But they trust Krishna. You see, this is not just ordinary friendship. An ordinary friend you can trust to some extent, but you know, if you have any sense, you know the limits. In the material world, we get into trouble when we put too much hope in friendship, and then we're disappointed. And certainly our friends cannot save us from real danger. Deha patra kalatra adishu atma sainyeshva satsvapi tesham prabhakto nidaram pashanapina pashati. The foolish materialists don't see their impending destruction. And they think that their friends and their relatives will protect them. But these are fallible soldiers, as Prabhupada says in his translation. They cannot protect you when real danger is facing you. That again is the material perverted version. But in friendship with Krishna, when Krishna is your friend, then you can trust him that he will protect you against any danger. And so these boys have absolute trust in Krishna. This Vishwambach, real trust. This is real friendship. That you could walk into the mouth of a snake and your friend will save you. You trust him that much. You know him. There's no danger. Krishna will protect us. So that's real friendship. Real parental love and real friendship. Real life. That's what the devotees enjoy in Vrindavan. Okay, are there any questions or comments? Yes, please. Same in which way?
Length.
Well, she was very... After she was killed, she didn't appear in her demon body. She was disguising herself. So she was a regular size. And then when she was killed, she reverted to a huge size. The measurement is given. I don't know which one, who was bigger, Putana or Agasura. Yes? The town is real bad. 80 miles. That's 10 yojanas?
No, 8 miles.
8 miles. And how big is Zagasara? Same. But Putana became that big only when she was dead. Same size.
It's like we know that friendship can be between people and
Yeah, different friendships.
And it seems like this covenant was they trusted Krishna that he will protect us, so they accepted Krishna as a kind of mission with parents, so that he will protect.
Yeah.
Not that, you know, they kind of.
Yes.
Or even trying to protect Krishna, but they trying to take shelter of Krishna's protection.
But I don't think this is a different kind of friendship. These are the same coward boys who consider Krishna their equal. So their basic relationship is, you know, Sakya, and then there's different varieties of Sakya. If there's any parental affection mixed in, it's minor. The basic Stayi Bhava here is Sakya Rasa. Because we're not dealing with one coward boy, it might be special. We're dealing with a whole bunch of them. So in general, the coward boys are in Sakya Rasa. Some a little bit younger, some a little older, but generally Sakya. The parental flavor that's mixed in here belongs to the pastime. It's a temporary thing. It's not part of their sthayi bhava. That for now, they're feeling that Krishna is going to protect them. They're not always thinking like that. They're sometimes thinking that they're just as good as Krishna. What do they need his protection for? But, you know, this special situation, it's the situation that is bringing up this special mood. But it's there. A servant feels completely protected by the master. That's Dasya Rasa. But Sakya Rasa includes all the elements of Dasya Rasa. So the friends of Krishna, they also feel that they're his servants and that he's their protector. That is also felt by all the friends of Krishna. I'm sorry, Damodar.
He was saying that his mouth, his being is not, as it is, part of his being is not. You made me think yesterday I was reading, like, Javasandha burned the mountain and Krishna all around and he jumped in the mountain 90 miles,
wasn't it? 80 or 90 miles, yeah.
So that was 5,000 years ago, like mountains like that. So how could a mountain be so high, and what happened to those mountains?
They shrunk. Everything gets smaller in Kali Yuga. Govardhan used to be how big? 80 miles? 100 yojanas, that's not 800 miles. Anyway, Govardhan used to be pretty big.
How, what's the biggest mountain? 7 kilometers?
Now, 32,000, 33,000, 34,000 feet, 11 kilometers?
11 kilometers.
Yeah, that's the biggest now.
So 10 times, so everything shrunk 10 times, even the mountains.
Okay. Yeah. But the people and the animals have also shrunk similarly. The trees, everything shrunk.
Fruits,
yeah.
So Krishna was like
16 feet tall. Why the intention? Why did they walk inside his mouth? I think they wanted to have some fun. You know, the boys like adventure. They like to do something dangerous. They'll climb up on a big pile of garbage, even though they know it's very, the parents told them it's dangerous, don't climb on that pile of garbage. But they want to do it. Especially if their parents say don't do it, it's dangerous. The boys like to do dangerous things just for sport. You know? Yeah, we can walk inside this demon's mouth and Krishna will save us. Let's do it. You know, just do it, just to have fun. Okay? I mean, if some boy could do something very dangerous, but he knows that he'll be able to get away with it, he'll do it. He'll do any crazy thing if he knows he can do it and get away with it. Well, we shouldn't try to drag Krishna down into the material realm. Krishna doesn't, we should know that Krishna has no business with material accomplishments. You know, okay, my knee hurts, but that's just my karma. Am I going to bother Krishna? You know, ask him, please, can you stop my knee from hurting? Or I have to take my exam next week. Can you help me get a good grade? You know, these are temporary material things. So a devotee, intelligent devotee, doesn't want to try to make Krishna, you know, have to deal with material things. In fact, he, devotee himself, should want to have nothing to do with, have no interest in material considerations. That's spiritual intelligence. You know, who cares if your knee hurts? Just tolerate it. But it's a different question when the concern is spiritual. When the coward boys are thinking, let's jump in the climb and run in the mouth and make Krishna come and save us. They're dragging Krishna into his spiritual path, into his pleasure pastimes. You know, by getting in that danger, then Krishna can kill Agasura and be famous for millions of years for doing it. So they're encouraging Krishna to get involved in something purely spiritual by getting into that dangerous situation, having to take his protection. It's not the same thing as a materialist trying to drag Krishna into his material affairs. Okay? Hare Krishna. Okay, so we'll stop. Thank you. All glory to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai.